Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I would like to preface what I'm going to say by addressing all the people who are going to say, well, you moved there.
I would never say that.
Well, no, but I mean, people. I didn't say it would be you, but I would say that probably there would be people. Well, what do you expect?
Yeah,
will you move there? It's the trade-off. We are in South Florida currently in the zone we like to call Snowbird Happy Zone. Runs from November to May now. Sometimes the end of May, usually the beginning of May. Used to be right after Christmas, all the way through Easter. That's how you would do it.
And sometimes, what is this called? What zone?
It's the super fun happy. It's the super fun happy snowbird zone.
Now, but the snowbirds, are they ever really happy?
Not the ones that I've had a chance to observe.
Okay,
for a decade or so down.
Right on.
But I will also say that. I would be very content, and it'll never happen as long as I live here. I would be very content not to see another spaghetti model. For those of you that don't even know, and I'm sure there are some of you in the rest of the country that don't even know what a spaghetti model is. It's a soft description of something extremely sinister.
Wasn't it the lady in the Princess Spaghetti commercial?
Anthony! Where's your model? Anthony!
Anthony Martinelli lives in North Boston. I'm talking about, here we are, back from Las Vegas, November 13th, the year of our Lord, November 13th, 2024.
Anno Domini, Mike. Anno Domini.
It is a little late in the game, although technically not. If you're going by the season, we are looking at the potential of another hurricane. Now, it's too far off. We're talking about a week from today.
All right.
Where we apparently would get these, the potential of a storm. Josh is in one of the spaghetti models. I'm in a direct hit for one of the spaghetti models.
That's the problem with spaghetti models.
Yes.
They put them out far in advance.
Right.
Be like, we don't know what's going on here.
To cover their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they want to give you a prediction. They'd rather say, hey, we're sorry we got you to be prepared.
Right.
As opposed to people with their proverbial meteorological pants down.
It is an invest.
What is that?
Means here's spaghetti models because something might happen next week.
That's what they do. But it doesn't, there's no shortage when you live in an area that's been ravaged. There's no shortage of angst.
Yeah.
Myself included. And, I'm a little concerned, but not a lot concerned.
You got the shutters.
I got rid of the shutters as well.
Yeah, you did. Oh, and you got good money for them. That's fine.
I got $160 for them.
Yeah, that's right. If a windshield gets cracked, that'll pay for it.
Well, they're not shutters for the car.
I know, but I'm saying that you have money coming in, and now you've got that money.
Why did you say windshield, though?
Because that's something that can happen during a hurricane.
No, it happened on the road. I think you're conflating two different stories. I was telling one about getting my window replaced when I hit a road rock.
That, Mike, what would happen is that your windshield could be damaged in the storm, and then you could pay for it with that shutter money.
I keep my car in the garage. How could my windshield be...
What if it blew the door off and then broke your window?
Well, then there'd probably be a lot more damage than just cars.
Yeah, I suppose.
Probably be
right.
Something very, very, very scary. And by the way, since we're talking about the windshield, my automobile where I caught a road rock, I would like to give another shout out. What is the slogan? I get them all. They all run together, the insurance companies. What's the State Farm? Is that bum ba dum bum 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 bum? Is that State Farm?
No, like a good neighbor, State Farm.
No, that's an old commercial. That's an old commercial.
I think they still do it, don't they?
I think that is State Farm.
I think they still
use
that.
That's the old, like a good neighbor, State Farm.
What you did is the Farmers.
Yeah.
Dum, ba,
yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
What is the one? Is Farmers the one with J.K. Simmons?
Yes.
Yeah. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Mm-hmm. We know a thing or two. We think a thing or two.
Didn't you try to make a claim with them, and they claimed it wasn't their tempo?
Not my tempo.
God, what a great movie. You want to see a great movie with bad drumming? Whiplash.
Is there bad drumming in it as well? I've never
credible.
Seen it.
The drumming itself, as a drummer, and drummers would tell you this, is weird. It's not quite like it would be. You know, and that's like with the arms flailing and blood coming off of his fingers, and it just
is it like any movie when you see something that you know something about, and they've done just enough research in the movie to make it appear credible.
I think the drumming was important, but it was weird looking to me because he's a lot of this, and when you look at the greats, especially the jazz greats, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're doing it. They're doing it from elbow down. That's kind of where.
It's like conserving
energy. See, my head's not moving.
Dan,
dan, dan, dan, dan, dan. I'm playing a regular beat right now, and my head is not moving. And that's kind of where I learned with jazz drumming. But getting back to the spaghetti models and the day, it's a little late in the game, but it's just all you have to do is get. That's the spaghetti model.
There it is right here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, is this Hurricane? Can you compare it?
I'm Spaghetti Motto.
Spaghetti, I'm wondering if you could compare the size of this Hurricane to any body part I have.
It's my Schwanstucker.
No, I was thinking about...
Oh, my forehead.
No, it's a Hurricane. Big as your head.
Big as your head. Oh, you're combining the Albert Brooks movie.
I am. Forgive me.
All right. Let me see. I'm getting another.
A spaghetti model because it's sort of like amorphous, like a pile of spaghetti, and there's strands? And
I don't know.
Because there's lines everywhere.
Yeah. All right. So let's just see what happens. But, I wouldn't be worried. Josh, they've all come on my side of the peninsula. They've been battering the Gulf side, and we'll see what happens with that. But it doesn't matter because now that we're back from Las Vegas, I am camped out in the evening at home, trying to find a favorite TV show, and I'm here once again to give a reco, especially to dudes out there, because to me it's as Carla likes to point out, it's your guy's show, but she watches it with me.
Good.
And it is a Taylor Sheridan, the big, bulky, bulked up, roid rage Taylor Sheridan, who's also in Lioness. Lioness is killing, and it's killing again. And there is absolutely nothing as sexy as a badass CIA special ops go in kill squad officer going in there and doing her job. And I'm trying
to think a lady.
I think it's Zoe. It's Zoe Saldana. I think that's
I know that name, yeah.
If we can bring a picture up of Zoe Saldana, I believe that is the star of the show. And I think she was also in the James Cameron films
Avatar?
Avatar, thank you.
The Blue Cat movies?
I think she was a blue cat.
Okay. Well,
she's one of the blue cats.
There she is.
I think.
Oh yeah.
She is just great. I am a big, big fan.
Now,
is
Sheridan in this series? Does he act?
Sheridan acts in this series. Very small.
And let's from now on, Mike, just call him Sheridan.
If you can bring up a recent picture of Taylor Sheridan, who is known as the creator of Yellowstone, the creator of all these TV shows, and a prolific TV manufacturer. The guy is just constantly coming out with different projects.
Content.
But in this, you notice that he's in it. And not only is he in it, but he is just a badass, bulked up bodybuilder dude. And he's not young anymore.
Mike, you have equal enthusiasms for Taylor and Zoe. Which one do you like more?
I like
look at him.
That's a headshot, and he. I think he's always been kind of
like a Duggar.
Big bulky guy. He does look like a Duggar.
He does.
He does. He looks like a. He looks like a muscle bound Duggar. He doesn't look like the soft, doughy Jim Bob.
This is my son, Chunk Duggar.
is Jim Bob in jail?
Well,
is he in jail or anything after all the allegations and stuff?
I mean, there are a lot of allegations, but I don't think anything moved. I just think they lost their popularity.
It didn't move then?
It did not move. It moved in the Duggar house, but
the
not
Duggars.
Even. Yeah.
So Lioness, boy, the combination of so many things I
Can
love.
Can you thumbnail the plot just so I know?
Well,
what
the plots are a tad intricate because you've got CIA, you've got the guy that played the chief of staff in House of Cards for Kevin Spacey,
Mm-hmm.
who's really good as a CIA head honcho. You've got Nicole Kidman as another CIA honcho, and she's very good.
In episode 3, there's a scene where her face moves, so you may want to watch that.
You know, she's getting it done, Rob.
She's
getting it done, and she's prolific, and she's making a lot of good TV. If I was to put a shopping list out of Nicole Kidman television over the last 10 years, you would be thumbs up for, I would say, 80% of them.
Okay, Grandpa. She's making a lot of good TV.
She is.
On the TV.
She is. She makes good choices. She's been in a lot of great stuff.
I'll do that movie. I'll do it.
It's more like... More like the chin going out there like that. But here it is. The action, which I love. I love action when it's based on what might really happen with these. If any of this is even partially going on, we've got some pretty cool people in the United States are tackling the bad guys. But I don't know. And I think that it is it's got a point of view. That's kind of an anti-establishment point of view when they're going after bad guys. And then it's got these incredibly fit, incredibly badass women. That's why it's called Lioness.
Okay.
That are just not shy at all about showing a little bod, which I think is A-okay. That's fine. You
know? I think right now the show is on Paramount Plus.
Lioness is. I tried to find. I found Lioness again. I watched Lioness trying to find Yellowstone. Is that on Paramount Plus? Can somebody tell me where?
But yes. Yellowstone is now flipped also over to the networks. I think stuff that we've already seen streaming is on TV now. So
I don't know.
Is Lioness so saucy that it can't be put on broadcast television?
I saw a nipple last night.
On the screen or in your room?
Well, always in my room.
I know. You wear that shirt.
First thing to come in. First thing when I come in from my day. Shirt off, bra on.
Don't you still have the shirt that's a regular shirt, like a flannel? It's a flannel shirt, but the nipples are cut out, right?
Right.
And so you have no pocket on it.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
It looks great.
It looks like Yellowstone is now on Peacock.
What are they doing to us?
I don't know.
I thought Paramount Plus was Taylor Sheridan's network.
Yeah,
I thought
CBS, it was right?
It was a CBS thing, but when I Google Yellowstone, it doesn't list it as Paramount as an option.
Mm.
Can't they just settle?
I signed up for Paramount years ago, specifically for Yellowstone, so I know it used to be there.
Yeah,
Jellystone.
Peacock is a good offering, though, Mike. That's a good streamer. That's that outfit. You can watch Saturday Night Live on Peacock on Sunday morning.
Okay.
No spots.
That's
fantastic.
Good. Yeah. That's very cool. As far as the content, Rob, on this one, a lot of border action going on. There was Middle Eastern action in the last season. This season is focusing on drug cartels, kidnappings, China using Mexico as a proxy. China.
I love China.
We all love China. Don't we all love China?
I love China and Mexico. Mass deportations.
I don't know what that would look like. Would that be? I hope that wouldn't be. Let's go to our resident expert on the president-elect, Josh.
And Josh, congratulations on the cabinet. No,
Josh, you have to accept the role because I'm going to ask questions of you. Since your candidate won, my question is. Where did you line up on the mass deportation issue? Was it important to you or not?
It wasn't.
Not a biggie.
It wasn't as important as some other issues.
Did you say you were for mass deportation because you thought it was a Catholic mass?
I've never been Catholic.
Okay.
Never been to mass.
It's not too late. Not too late.
Rob wants me to channel the late great. Not Mark Russell. Who's the guy?
Well, Mark Russell's pretty good.
Tom Lear.
Tom Lehrer, yes.
First you get down on your knees, grab, hold on to your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect. All right, there you go.
Vatican rag.
The Vatican rag. Doing the Vatican rag.
Right.
Anyway, I just wonder what there's. I think that I've been talking with a lot of my my Republicans, the ones that are not MAGA Republicans, the other ones.
The ones that are in the pit in your house.
One of the guys I was talking to, a Republican guy, conservative guy, says in order to deport the number of people they're talking about illegally, you would shut down some industry. So he doesn't see it happening.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fear being presented because they Trump's new guy is very hard on immigration.
He's the big, like, thick neck, you know, Tom pack Hunt. Your bags, yeah. Pack your bags.
And here he is, the Secretary of Transportation.
Pack your bags.
Johnny Bone.
Johnny Bone.
Yeah. The conversations I've heard about it is that they would start with criminals. If you all do right. something wrong.
I'm all for that.
Yes.
Kick those criminals out.
Good, Mike. You're against crime? Is that your stance?
I love kicking criminals out.
All right, Mr. President, did you appoint Johnny Bone to get everybody out of the country?
Johnny Bone.
I think the way you get around that, not shutting down industries, is more work visas.
Okay. Thank you.
So you come up with problem solved.
Problem solved.
But you're okay, Josh, if we ship a lot of people out, just not everybody.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out because you said that you can't ship everybody out. I mean, but obviously
sure
deportation.
Can.
No, Mike, not if it's going to shut down a business.
I like the idea. My plan for mass deportations, criminals, illegals,
yes.
and assholes.
Mike,
no one is safe.
Just throw them out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hi. Welcome to the Department of Mass Deportation. I know you're born here. Very much aware of that. But unfortunately, you've checked off the asshole box. And do you have luggage here? Yeah, we'll allow you 10 minutes to go home and pack.
Would you like to check that bag, asshole?
Please leave. Yes. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming back, Mr. Hinchcliffe. But anyway, that is, I'm going to be an observer like everybody
sure.
else. We'll see.
But there's
what
no danger in you being kicked out of the country.
Not really. No.
Okay, good.
You know, Rob, I'm a simple radio impressionist. That's really what I am.
Mike, even more on that, you're just a storyteller.
I'm a storyteller.
A teller of tales.
I'm a simple radio impressionist turned storyteller. I'm not a stand-up comedian.
No.
I'm not a jokester. I'm not a joke teller. I'm a storyteller. And the best stories I tell are stories that happen to me personally.
Right.
Like when I have, you know, arguments with people, which happens very regularly.
Right.
When I do embarrassing things, when my wife makes casual observations like you have George Washington teeth or you require a toupee. That's what I've come to understand.
I don't think she ever said you required one. She just wondered if you've ever explored it.
What would be the statement, you need a toupee? What would that, how would you possibly interpret that?
Are you sure she was talking to you?
I was coming right before the show. I was coming through the living room. And
yes.
I was going to get a laundry basket before I got into the shower. I was putting some laundry away for washing. You can eat. And I walked through.
You have one of those new electric washing machines where you just put them in.
I was walking through. This is a very intimate detail that I'm sharing with our listening audience
yes.
right now. And I was walking over to the laundry room, which is through the living room.
Yes.
In my my tiny home here.
Yes.
And I was about to get in the shower, so I was naked. Mrs. O'Mara was.
You were naked in the living room?
I was. Well, my son was in the shower, so I knew it was just Carl and I. And as I walked by her, she went, noodle, noodle, noodle. How would you interpret that?
I would say
I found it derogatory, maybe
because
of my own
paranoia. Did you think perhaps, Mike? I mean, I know what you might think it is, but
yes.
any possibility she was just doing a spaghetti model?
No.
By yelling noodle.
She was observing me and saying noodle, noodle, noodle. It would be It would be worse if she said mushroom, mushroom, mushroom.
Yeah, or a particular kind of noodle. Like if she said, hey, rotini.
Hey, fusilli. Fusilli. Hey, fusilli.
Mike, I can see your large.
I was gonna I was gonna mention that since I do celebrity impressions, I used to do them a lot more.
Right.
And some might say, you know, do them more, Mike. I get that a lot. And yeah. I get that a lot, Damone.
Do you get that at all in Vegas?
Not really. I got love. I got Quan. I got the Quan in Vegas.
It was so they're so nice.
I got the Quan in Vegas. And by the way, hats off to Jim Amato, who at the live show, when it was mentioned the number of years between my age and Carla's age, Jim Amato stood up in the audience and went, that's disgusting. I love that moment. That was one of that was probably my favorite moment.
Were you shocked at how many people knew precisely to the year how far apart you were? Because I
didn't. People,
those had to ask you.
Kool-Aid drinkers, true believers. Yeah. That's that's the way it goes. But I was writing this down today because I saw somebody gave on my feed a little clip of, I think it's America's Got Talent, could be an old one, I have no idea, but it was a Robert De Niro lookalike.
Oh, I saw that. I've seen
Based on our recent trip out to Las Vegas, I love Kevin Pollak being one of my all-time favorites. Love celebrity impressions.
Yeah.
I hate, like flesh crawl hate, celebrity lookalikes. Celebrity lookalikes really bug me, and this
you
guy
know what
was
I
no
think
exception.
It is, Mike? I saw that, and it also threw me a little bit. I think it's the same piece of strand running through your DNA that makes me, in the past, really hate wax museums. Because what you want is something that's exactly right, and if it's just a little off, like let's say you're looking at a wax figure of Nicole Kidman and they get something just a little wrong.
Not anymore. Wax figures of Nicole Kidman match up with her face now.
No, they're perfectly. Mike, they're a little too lifelike. That's the problem. But if they don't match up just right, it throws you because it's not exactly so. And I think you get lost trying to find the flaw. And I had the same thing. The guy looked like a badly proportioned De Niro. Did it seem like his head was too big?
Yes.
Yeah, that bothered me.
But no, that's not what bugs me about the lookalikes. The lookalikes are, they're so one-dimensional. It's so one-trick pony that it bugs me. Even if they're wearing a mask, like the guy with the vagina out on Fremont Street in Las Vegas, the guy that was dancing as Trump.
Was that Dirk?
And looked like, well, he wasn't wearing a mask. He was wearing like a wig, right? A Trump wig.
Yeah.
And his ass was hanging out. It was highly disturbing. I don't like lookalikes of
what
any
about
kind.
Impressionists that go all out to look like who they're doing?
I don't like that either.
Freddie Travellina, Mike, who spent hours on makeup.
No. I don't care for that. I want the impression to be an impression, you know?
Okay.
And that's why, like, Shane Gillis, one of my favorite comedians, who does really a great Trump, and I don't like it when he goes on Hinchcliffe's show and they put him in the
makeup
wig.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs it. I think it's just but that's their
whole
I know,
you've always wanted it to be like Imus, where they just use their voice. No makeup. Right.
What do you mean, Imus?
Imus would have impressionists on that were just sitting in the room with him, and it was always. I think that's too much in the other direction.
God, I would hate to play to Imus. Oh my God, stupid idiot! The late on. He's dead, right? Dead.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, he's no longer with us. Yes.
Here is your De Niro lookalike.
Okay, here we go. Tell me if this. There he is.
Yeah, his head's too big.
Right.
And his body's.
But I mean,
too
that's
big.
The whole thing. And then he goes on. Then he goes on to do Christopher Walken and John Travolta, and they're all the same New York accent.
But you can't do it if you look like that. If you've already sold yourself as coming out as De Niro, you can't.
Is that a recent clip, by the way? Is that something that's been on the Magic Box recently? Because I'm not aware whether it hasn't.
And I think it might have been a foreign version of one of the shows because they all look alike. I just remember seeing it and saying, that's not so great.
America's
Got Talent 7 years ago.
AGT, Mike.
The Mike O'Mara Show, timely as today's headlines. How come we both saw it recently? Is it just a resurgence on the internet? Is that what's happening?
I tend to look over your shoulder through a window when you're looking at the computer. So that's how
very
I saw
interesting.
It.
Very, very clever. Very clever, boys. No,
I'm trying to think, what about in the early days of Jim Carrey? he was a rubber-faced comedian, and he could alter his face to look like some of the impressions he did. Would that bother
I'm not. You're talking to the wrong guy about Jim Carrey.
I'm no great fan either.
No,
I am
actually disturbed by Jim Carrey. I've always been disturbed by Jim
What's
Carrey.
What's disturbing it's about him?
Disturbing is that over the top, not. I don't dig it. I don't. I like
is it
subtle.
Is it Will Ferrell-y to you? Will Ferrell-esque, I should say. Because that's my problem.
If he does like a real character, the best thing he ever did was early in his career when he was on Mad TV. Was it Mad TV? I think it was Mad TV.
Yes.
And he was Fire Marshal Bill. That crushed me.
Okay.
I laughed my ass off because it was him, you know, doing the hey, hey, hey. But when it's just...
what about the Truman Show? Or the Majestic?
I'm trying to think the Jim Carrey. Ace Ventura left me cold.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Didn't like that. That was not I didn't dig that. Now, the subtlety of like phenomenal makeup with Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor makes me laugh. The table scene or the barbershop scene where he's got all the different guys and you can't even tell it's Eddie because of that. That's fun. And because Eddie has an understated way about him where he's just doing that. And I like that.
Well, that's I don't think I like. There's anyone as naturally funny as Eddie Murphy in the past 75 years. Are you that big a fan? Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a massive statement you're making right there.
I think that he is as naturally funny as anyone who's ever walked the earth. He's just funny.
Yeah.
Funny then, funny now. He'll be funny in the future. And this just in from our TMOS fact-checking corner, Mike, Jim Carrey was on In Living Color.
Forgive us. It's a shame that show gets short shrift. Is it Schrift or Shrift?
Shrift, I think.
And because the Mad TV was all the competitors to Saturday Night Live.
You liked In Living Color because of the dancers.
The In Living Color dancers, but I thought it was Mad TV. Mad TV gave us Stewart.
Yes.
Michael McDonald, not the singing Michael McDonald, but the actor, comic actor Michael McDonald, who was phenomenal. And Stewart is a character. If you love that character, it still holds true today.
And the fat Kenny Rogers guy.
Can I give a shout out also to, I know we're all over the place, but that's what happens Wednesday after we do a live show. Can I give a shout out to Stuart Eisen, who that show on Roku TV that he does is, in my opinion, killing it. Absolutely killing it. And I love, love, love him as a play-by-play guy. He did the Giants game in Germany when he went over to Munich for the game. I think it was Munich. And I love Stuart Eisen. And Stuart Eisen is talking to Kevin Pollak and talking to his other guy, and at one point they reference the Desert Inn has heart, the Desert Inn has heart. I shout out to you, Mr. Eisen, and I know that the Don and Mike show years ago pissed you off when you came on a couple of times. You're the show historian. What did we do to piss Eisen off?
Well, the thing is that we had another host on the show at that point who made a deal with management to pay Stuart Eisen to come on the show. And it was a required appearance every week.
Okay.
And oddly, I think we might have missed our time block a couple times because the show was not exactly on network timing standards.
Gotcha.
And then it never quite meshed. He just wasn't comfortable on the show, and I don't think he liked Eisen. I don't think liked being required to do something at a certain time.
I love his celebrity impressions. I really, really do. He gets a lot of stories out of people, and he's a great talk show host. He is.
Yeah.
And he deserves credit for that, for being a guy from sports. And the play-by-play, if we had more of that Stuart Eisen vibe on NFL coverage, I would be very, very, very happy. And for a guy that really kind of moved away from us.
Who is Stuart Eisen?
Stuart Eisen is on the NFL Network.
He was on Sports Center.
I'm combining Stuart Scott and Rich Eisen. I apologize. It's been a long week. It's a brutal layoff. I apologize.
Confused and was,
yeah,
was
I'm terribly sorry. Rich Eisen. What a moron.
Is there a Stuart Eisen? Is there one?
Something?
Rich Eisen.
And I should have caught that too.
The Rich Eisen Show on Roku TV and the NFL Network.
He used to be one of the founding fathers of SportsCenter, right? early on?
I don't know. I don't know. He's been. I don't think Founding Father would be.
He was one of the founders of the NFL Network. He was their first host.
Right. And Rich Eisen's talk show. I've been watching clip after clip after clip with Kevin Pollak. They have a great relationship, and I love Kevin Pollak as well. So if you get a chance to see Rich Eisen's show, my apologies for calling, for somehow channeling the late Stuart Scott, who was another ESPN guy that we had problems with. Rich Eisen.
Does the Eisen show, does it have a name? Because I've just come up with a great name for his
show. Josh, is it up there somewhere internet land?
Yeah, it's called the Rich Eisen Show.
How about
and he's
this?
Got a yeah, what?
General Eisenhower. It's a 60-minute show with all this stuff, so it's General Eisenhower. Is this on? You see, like Dwight D. Eisenhower, Mike, like the Eisenhower
Pie. Is this because it's sort of sports that you are in that kind of I don't care mode? Is that what? Is it because it's brushing along sports? And
no, Mike, it's
sports
because.
Sports guy, is that what it is? Is
no,
that what it is?
It's because you can.
I got enough showbiz in there. I've got Kevin Pollak. He's one of your guys. You like him.
Uh-huh. But, Mike, it's just Eisenhower. Wouldn't that be great?
How about the Eisenhour?
You see,
now, that would have been better. The Eisenhower.
But if it's general interest, then it's General Eisenhower.
No, but what doesn't work is General Eisenhower. You're forcing it down. You're forcing it into the liver of the goose when you're doing it that way, in my humble opinion. Josh, yes, go ahead.
He used to have a show called The Eisenhower. In 2021, Rich Eisen hosted The Eisenhower.
See, I don't even remember that one, but somehow it was back there. Can we put a picture up of Rich Eisen's? Because I would feel so guilty for calling him Stuart Eisen and not being corrected on this show.
It's Richard Dick Eisen is his name. It's not Stuart. Or you couldn't call him Stu Eisen. These are all people that don't exist.
Did you get some sleep last night? Or are you still
jet lagged?
I did.
You've got
lazy tongue. You've got Rob's lazy tongue today where your mouth kind of
really
goes.
You really hated the Eisenhower joke bad?
I just noticed it when you were fixing your videos in the pre-show. I noticed you had that. Yum, yum, yum. Did you sleep okay last night?
I slept very well last night. The thing is that I think we're
That's Rich right now. Mm-hmm. And that's an old picture. Of Rich Eisen. He hadn't changed that much. But, still, I got loved his football play-by-play, even though my team was getting crushed. Mm-hmm. So,
and here's his newer picture.
Okay.
He's shrugging, Mike. He's like, hey, I'm Rich Eisen.
He likes pop culture, and he likes celebrities coming on his show, and I enjoy that attitude with celebs. It works for me, especially in this day and age of that we're living. It's a good escape. It's a very, very good escape from it. Mm-hmm. So,
do you think you'd get along with him as a buddy?
I'd like to interview him and pick his brain. I respect him a lot. I was bummed back in the day when, because of our time slot and everything, that it didn't work out, and he ended up getting pissed off.
Mike, it's like we said a lot of times back then, this is why we can't have nice things.
It's absolutely true. It's why things went south a little bit.
Yeah.
And really there would be relationships that would be, it's something that's, been around for quite some time.
Yeah.
Probably not unusual in the broadcast business.
For a brief, tiny moment, Leah Remini was a guest, a regular on our show.
And that was a very passionate relationship. And I don't mean in anything romantic between my old radio partner and Ms. Remini that ended up, going about as far south as it can. I'd love to get her back on the show, but unfortunately being associated with some problems usually means it's dead and buried. That's
tried.
The way it goes.
I have tried. They don't get back to us. So
yeah, I get that.
But I'm glad she escaped Scientology.
Mm-hmm. Right. Can I just address one elephant in the room regarding a former person on this show? At our live show, we did a picture of Oscar on the live show. And there's a guy out there that was picking brains of maybe Josh it was, that he was trying to get information out. Did you say something bad? Did you say something bad?
I avoided it.
But, I mean, that was somebody who was desperate to have a war.
Yes.
Right?
Wants to go rat us out.
Ronnie, right? That guy. And, and it's just like, dude, not going to happen.
Right.
Made a little joke about the fact that he's not with us, and he's taken the high road. We've taken the high road. It's always disappointing when somebody moves on. You know, it's just I hate that energy that's out there, and I wanted to call him out. He's a former fan.
That's
of the
a
show.
Simple joke that Oscar would have appreciated.
I agree.
He would have gotten the joke.
Yeah.
To find out what the joke is, get the show when we release it, and you'll get that. But that's people that just are desperate to be cause the S storm and find some positivity somewhere where you don't have to do that. All right, we'll bring you enough negativity here talking about poop in showers that you get your fill on this show. You don't need any more. All right, the ship has sailed.
It's the same people that were out there looking for drama from Vegas.
Yes,
there was going to be a big political fight or something in Vegas.
Sure. Yeah, you get you're more in tune and aware of that now than I am. And really, Josh recommended that I move completely away, and I did that, and I think I'm happier for it. Sure. But it's still out there, and especially when we do like a live show, because people that are not involved and throwing darts at it are desperate for something bad to happen for it not to be a good time. I'm here to tell you, haters, it was a sensational weekend. Sorry to bring you down.
Right.
It was. Did we have problems? We had massive problems, but it was a great time for the listeners and us.
Right. Mm-hmm. The hater spin was that yesterday's show was us saying that Vegas was horrible, and that's not true at all.
No.
It's not fun to come on here and talk about all the amazing things.
Yeah, what's funny about that? It's funny to talk about poop in the shower.
The whole underlying thing was what a great time it was, despite a couple of hiccups.
Let me explain. When one of the hosts of the show that happens to have his name on the show comes to a glass door where there's a meet and greet going on and attempts to open the door, and it is locked. And he's shaking it. That's funny. And
the
full faces,
view of all the people and were there to meet him.
Absolutely. Right. And the faces of the people that were there. I did not need any further evidence that it was funny. Here's the best part, and this is what the haters might enjoy. Wasn't funny to me.
No.
At the time, and that's what made it funny to everybody else, is I'm going,
It's a little funny now to you, yes?
We used to have a homemade sound effect of me trying to open a door or trying to pound on a door. I don't know if you have that effect in your soundboard somewhere
I'm not familiar with it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
And it was funny. It's the same thing if we talked about going on a trip and saying it was no problem. That's what there are problems. It happens. I also said on my flight back, there were not problems. Why? You didn't hear a lot. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that kind of stuff. But as far as the one-on-one, it's not even, it's indescribable how great it feels to experience that. Now, post-show, I'll be perfectly honest with you. It's a problem I have. I am a great downloader after we do the live show. I do not necessarily have the most energy at that particular time where I was off to mesmerize myself with the flashing lights, and that's kind of what happened with that. But the next day, right back at it, chatting with people and doing that. And by the way, the bar jammed with folks having a fantastic time after the show as well, having a great time.
And Mike, 24 hours a day.
24 a day.
They were at the bar.
Fantastic. Yeah. With the people that, go right from performing on Fremont Street to getting behind the bar at the Downtown Grand. We've got to take a break when we come back. Yeah.
It's funny, Mike, when you see a lady so scantily clad but still wearing leg warmers out there on Fremont Street in a town that I will stand by this statement, Mike. That town is not disgusting.
Not at all. That town is absolutely phantasmagorical. And that showgirl was not 80 years old. We'll be right back, everybody.
I love language.
It's how we make our living. So if you love language, you need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. We're talking Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. You really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's designed for long-term retention. Plus, learning a language has cognitive benefits for your brain. It helps cultural appreciation, and if you're planning to travel, you cannot beat it. Someday, I'll be in Japan speaking like a local. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value. A lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all 25 language courses that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Our listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today and do it right now. Ho, ho, ho! Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got the MLB Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. So it's like
I
the ice
want.
Cream you get at the stadium.
I want. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.
Oh, no. Oh, come on, machine. Oh, machine, you're not.
Oh, machine, come on, machine.
Oh, no.
Come on, machine.
All right, hold on a second. No, I'm sorry. I'm having a problem. I'll try to. I am having a problem with
what is the problem?
The mouse died.
My mouse died this morning as well. You know what? It's bad when your computer mouse dies, Josh, but there's some things that never
Josh
will
is holding
let you
up
down.
A
I believe
coffee
the first
mug
break is
and a
the
Christmas ornament.
It is the ornament.
Ornament.
It is,
ornament.
Mike. Yeah, yes, it is. Your friend.
Which, I like putting it side by side with the mug.
I mentioned that actually in the copy. Look how identical. I just have the large one. I don't have the ornament yet, but they are identical. And they look so cool together. And it's a great way to treat yourself and a friend. And something that is really probably the most important thing to match, Josh, is we've got...
I'll do you one better.
What's that? Oh, you're going to actually show it to us. Okay, well, look at that Holly Jolly gift box right there.
Yeah. I can make up for my
okay.
My transgressions here. Mm-hmm. Hold on just a second. Here we go. I got to hold
get it tight.
Really?
There we are. Mike, that thing is ready to gift. Do you know that? You don't even need to wrap it. It's that pretty. And then you open it up that you can eat. It's a baby mug. you can put them together with the big mug, and they look like mama and son. But the most important thing about that is, Mike, we've got so many listeners that over the past, I believe it's 6 years, we've done a Christmas ornament every year, and they pride themselves on having a complete set. Well, if you want to have the 2024 ornament, which Mike is holding, this is the only way you can get it. And if you don't get it, you're not going to have a complete set. Supplies are extremely limited, so you have to order.
You know what? I mean this only in a loving way.
Yeah.
Do you know what a bullshit huckster you sound like sometimes? You sound like a busker.
Mike?
You sound like, what was that little thing you said? The companion set. The companion set. Right.
Well, Mike, fact is,
do you fancy yourself as Paul Popeil?
No, I'm saying that if you want to have a complete set of ornaments, and I love every Christmas when people will do a picture of all of our ornaments going back. If you want to have the complete set, if you don't buy this, you're out and it's ruined. Your Christmas is ruined. And Mike, you don't think there's people out there?
You don't think
there are people out there that are completists like me that want to have the complete set? It means
I feel like you're trying to sell furniture.
You can't sit on this thing.
If your coffee needs a little shot, it's the perfect size.
It's like
coffee.
You can do.
Did we get everything in there?
That you got to buy it at the website. MikeOMaraShow.com and click on store and it'll be at your door well in time for the holidays. They're beautiful. And Josh, it's definitely not a shot glass.
Tell that to the people in Vegas.
I know. It's not that. But they're beautiful and they are cool. I love putting various and sundry things on my Christmas tree that aren't traditional. This is a great non-traditional ornament. I think you'll love it.
If you have a young daughter that wants a tea set, you can get a 4-pack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting.
I'm Rob Spiewak, and you have my word on it.
Surprises. And plenty of surprises.
Lots of surprises.
You should be sent to jail for that. Because it's a lie.
We told people everything
we were going to do in Las Vegas, and there were no surprises.
There was a surprise.
What was
No one knew I was going to go on that zip line. That was a surprise.
We'll go with that. Play the.
You know what? You diminish it, but I caught you in a lie because that was a surprise.
All right.
Leather pants at the blackjack table. A surprise.
That's everybody's surprise.
Yeah. Before we get to the news, we should point out Rob wore a leather outfit. We won't go into the great details of it, but I will say that, you know, when you're doing a meet and greet and you want to have a little showmanship, it kind of defeats the purpose when you wear the pants that you're going to wear on stage.
Hey, you know what else is great? What defeats the purpose is when you're instructed to change your outfit on a rooftop overlooking 3rd Street. I wasn't going to take my pants off. Yeah, well, Mike, maybe you're
pants off.
I know. You always do.
Was fine.
I wasn't going to fool with it. I wasn't going to fool with it. I'm sorry.
Bit of a process to get into those pants. Is that why?
Not easy. There were powders. There were creams.
Lubricants. Lubricants on the pants. Well, I'll tell you something, and I mean this.
Okay.
When you put that kind of tank top under the
Elvis-style tank.
You know what? I thought you were almost approaching sexy.
Who was really into it was Zoo. It was before the soda really came.
Eric Zoolander, one of our interns from way back.
Vegas for about 12 hours.
Yes, he was. We start today with how many push-ups could you do right now without stopping? Here is the number to shoot for. The Mayo Clinic posted guidelines for how many push-ups men and women should be able to do at various ages, from age 25 to my age, 65. Mm-hmm. Being healthy is also about diet, cardio, and lifestyle choices. They just threw that in there. Well, thank you for sharing. But if you can do this many push-ups, they say it is a sign you are at least in good shape.
Okay.
And I think the bar is relatively low. Let's get our ages right now. I am 65. Mr. Spiewak, you are 53. Mr. Soroka, you are 44. 44. We have 65, 53, and 44. Mm-hmm. 25 years old, and they give the female category and the male category. At 25, 20 push-ups for women, 28 push-ups for men. That's what you should be able to do. The bare minimum. Of us?
I don't know if I could have done that at 25.
Well, it says you should be able to. At 35 years old, 19 push-ups for women, 21 for men.
21.
At 45 years old, here we go, Josh, 14 for women, 16 for men.
Oh, I was thinking I could do four.
Okay, no, you could do 16 because you're skinny. You could do this.
I could probably do 16.
Probably 16? Yeah. Okay.
Probably. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah. At 55, Rob, here we go.
Yes, thank you.
10 for women and 12 for men.
Okay. I'll watch a woman do those, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do that myself.
Okay.
I lost a lot of core strength, Mike. You know,
at 65 living. Years old, it's the same for both men and women. 10 and 10. 10 push-ups for women, 10 push-ups for men.
You know, Mike,
I went into the bedroom.
Okay.
This morning, and I'm here to say, I didn't do the kneeling push-ups. I did the full plank, you know, where the...
Yes.
But I'm not quite... I would say the 10 I did were... Let me see. Let me do it sideways. We're like this.
Okay.
I didn't go super deep, but I did do 10...
I think if you can hold yourself in that planking position, that's probably as effective as doing the push-up.
Well, I think I did it. How I would describe it. I did it, and I'm happy.
Until recently, I always thought the Mayo Clinic was a sandwich shop. Turns out it's not.
A lot of, wonderful outfit.
Great
quality
outfit.
People, ladies and gentlemen, at the Mayo. Absolutely.
And I don't think those kneeling push-ups you mentioned, I don't think that's a push-up.
That's
kneeling.
Not a push-up. That's why I did the full extension. Good. And but I've in the past, when I was heavy, I when I wanted to do some of those. But I still am.
When I was heavy, mess. I'd go down to do a push-up, and it was kind of like a weeble, because no matter how far out my arms were, my stomach was still on the ground. And so I would have a lot of mobility issues.
When you were heavy.
When I was heavy.
In the past. Stephen Colbert revealed People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive last night on The Late Show, and the winner, unusual in my opinion, John Krasinski from The Office, from Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and from A Quiet Place, also directed and co-wrote.
What's he got coming out?
I don't know.
He did that cartoon movie, right?
He has a new Tom Clancy movie.
Ah, that's why.
John appeared on The Late Show and taught Stephen how to be sexy. He also told Stephen he's doing a Jack Ryan movie. There it is. Mm-hmm. As for how he felt when he got the news, he told People, quote, just immediate blackout, actually. Zero thoughts, other than maybe I'm being punked. He's a funny man, too.
Yeah.
Will this change anything for John? Probably not. He lives in Brooklyn with his wife, Emily Blunt, and their two daughters.
I live in Brooklyn with Emily Blunt.
Do you think he's humble bragging with that a little bit?
I think that a lot of good things are coming his way, and maybe he best not be the sexiest guy, too. Maybe
it's not his doing. They named it. They picked him.
He could decline it.
This is, quote, I think it's going to make me do more household chores. Rob doesn't like John Krasinski. After this comes out, his quote says, she'll be like, all right, that means you're going to really earn it here at home.
Terrific. I would like to do Letterman's classic joke at this point. So they named John Krasinski the sexiest man alive, and I got to ask, Paul, did they even look at my tape? That's all.
Yeah,
but
all right,
every
David,
time. That's
it. I'm surprised it wasn't you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. In 3 days, Britney Spears can wash her hands of Kevin Federline.
She won't, though. She won't wash anything.
When she sends him his final child support payment. Boy, long time.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's
their youngest son, Jaden James, turned 18. In September. She's the mother of an 18-year-old.
God, wouldn't you love to be an 18-year-old and have a drug-addled lady like Britney as your mother?
Britney paid KFED $10,000 at the beginning of the month, and he gets another $10,000 on Friday. That number coming up again. That's the ball game. After Britney and Kevin divorced in 07, they agreed on $20,000 a month in child support for Jaden and his older brother, Sean Preston. In 2018, it went up to $40,000 because the boys were with Kevin full-time. And it went back down to $20,000 after Sean turned 18 last year. So this Friday, that's it. And as someone who has been on the child support wagon a few times, no better feeling than when that's where you say, so long.
Countdown.
So yeah. long. And amazing, so, when that support goes, things change after that. People get married. People move to different spots. Lots of moving parts.
Changes happen. Yes.
It's almost.
What?
It's almost as if somebody was waiting to get a last payment and then move on with their life.
Yeah. That's Mike, it. How would Robert Blake say Kevin's last name?
Robert Blake?
Yeah, you know, Beretta.
Beretta.
He likes to talk about feathers.
Federline. Federline. Oh, that's it. You know what? It took me a while to, like, recreate the
Well, it might have been 24
years. You
know,
that's right, John. Johnny, I got to get the whole Robert Blake for people that might like it right there, the fetters. Those fetters were everywhere, man.
Remember, you were at an Italian restaurant with your wife, Bonnie Lee.
I like so bad. That Italian joint I like so bad.
And you left and you forgot your gun. So you had to go back into the restaurant.
Went back in the car, got the gun. Came in, man. I tell you, I walked in the place. There was fetter line. I shoved them, and there were fetters everywhere, man.
Did it upset Bonnie Lee Blakely?
Bonnie Lee Blakely, you got a memory for certain pop culture events, boy. There you go, man. I was having my raviolis, and I just lost it.
You pluralize it like that?
Yeah.
Raviolis?
You know, it was the olis were tough, man. And then I said, enough is enough, brother. Enough is enough, brother. And boom,
yeah.
Right between the eyes. I certainly ramped up to that one. Took me a while.
Worth it, though.
Denzel Washington says director Ryan Coogler is writing a part for him in Black Panther 3. Yeah, like Denzel only makes something better when he's in it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it could be one of his final roles. No, man, don't. Don't. You're going to be an elder statesman. I want you to do it forever. Yeah, here's his quote. At this point in my career, I'm only interested in working with the best. I don't know how many more films I will make. Probably not that many. I want to do things I haven't done. A third Black Panther hasn't officially been announced, but Marvel boss Kevin Feige, it's F-E-I-G-G-E, that's yeah. Feige.
It's has pronounced Fetters.
Man, brother. And then she just kept yapping. She kept yapping. And
Did
I said
Bonnie
enough
Lee
of that,
Blakely
brother.
Have a big mouth?
Oh, man. She just couldn't button the cake hole.
Couldn't button it.
She couldn't button that cake hole. And I finally said, man, I'm really frustrating with it, brother. You just shut up, please. And then, bam, right between the eyes, brother.
I'm curious, Bob. Have you ever been to the Eastern Shore and stopped at any restaurants on the way on Route 50?
You know, when I was a young actor, I'd be taking my family over to the Eastern Shore to have some of the English's fried chicken. And, man, we had this little joint, brother, that was right outside of Annapolis. And we pulled over the side of the road by the big bridge they got there, brother. And it was called the Whitehall Inn. And, man, nothing I like better than going into that Whitehall Inn and having their fabulous fruit fritters. Thank you. There we go. Hey, brother, a third Black Panther hasn't officially been announced, but Marvel's boss says there might be another one. So,
do you know what the greatest thing I love to watch? If I ever have a doubt in my mind that Denzel is great, I'm sure you've seen when he did Letterman. And, you know, Letterman would not do a panel. He'd send the guests backstage after they were done.
Right.
But the second guest was Rickles. And Denzel requested to stay on the set while Rickles was out there, so Rickles would make fun of him.
Yeah.
And it was just Rickles was having a great night, and Denzel was having so much fun being destroyed. You should search that if you haven't seen it.
I know a disc jockey that was a ridiculously large fan of Don Rickles. And finally, Rickles came on his show, and he was waiting for the same treatment. And Rickles was tired and didn't even want to be there and didn't do any shtick whatsoever. So it was kind of sad.
He was selling the book, darling.
It was a little bit of a drag.
Yeah,
it was
kind of
an a-hole.
It's
you know?
A new book.
Frustrating, brother. I said, hey, brother. Mr. Rickles, can't you just bring on a little bit of more of that terrible insulting persona you got there for the show, boy? Can't you do that? Do that shtick I like so bad, huh?
No, I'm sorry. There'll be none of that, Mr. Blake.
Drew Barrymore has been criticized for being too touchy-feely with her guests. She claims she's trying to tone it down, but that wasn't evident on her show yesterday when she curled up on her couch with Martha Stewart, brother.
Do you watch her, Blake? Hey, Blake, do you watch her?
Oh, man, I do. In the kitchen with Martha. And that Snoop Diggity Doggity. Man, that's fun. Drew asked Martha what makes her feel soft and gooey. Martha replied, soft and gooey treatment. Then Drew started caressing her. Let's show the video.
We have the clip.
Martha was having none of it. She didn't
soft
like
and gooey.
Yeah, what? Treatment. Soft and gooey treatment.
Yes.
When you're treated like a lady.
Nice. It's nice.
Someone comes in and.
You're the wrong gender.
I know.
That's a good moment. That's a good little moment.
You know what? I think that without all of the magic at play, and because she's on a videotaped television program under harsh lights, I think Martha is showing her age.
I think that I have a kind of mixed feelings. Many people do, I think, about Martha Stewart. I think she's self-important. I think that's her persona to a certain extent. But I also think she's got the comedy gene. She's been able to laugh at herself over the years. Uh-huh. And that goes such a long way with me, with celebrities. And that's just a fun thing. And Drew Barrymore, say what you will about Drew Barrymore, she's giving you the full Drew when she's on that show. It's always Drew being Drew, and I kind of like that as well.
I love that she's too positive. She stays that way. Do you think Martha Stewart would be good in Lioness?
Oh, man. They'll take her down at a cartel, drop her in a Mexican border, brother, and, you know, she'll just take them all out. Yeah, take them all out with one of them big, big weapons they carry around. Those special forces guys there,
for
brother.
Young disc jockeys, baby disc jockeys listening at home, remember that was Martha Stewart and Lioness and Robert Blake in a beautiful comedy pyramid.
Thank
That's
you. And
you
if you want to know who Robert Blake is, who's been dead these many years, just go check it out online somewhere. Yes. A mom in rural Georgia got arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town alone. Now, I have an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. They live less than a mile away from downtown. Her name is Brittany Patterson. Her son's name is Soren. He actually just turned 11 the other day. I have an 11-year-old. They have a farm outside the small town of Mineral Bluff near the Tennessee border. Only a few hundred people live there. Back in October, Brittany took her other kid to a doctor's appointment and thought that Soren was playing in the woods on their farm, but he'd actually decided to walk into town without telling anyone. A random woman saw him on the side of the road where the speed limit is only 35. She asked if he was okay. He said yes, but she called the cops.
Good.
Brittany got a call from that maybe speaks to the way you feel about it.
Yeah.
Brittany got a call from police letting her know they'd picked him up. They said he could have been hit by a car or kidnapped, but she didn't think it was that big a deal. She says he's plenty mature enough. She gave him a talking to at home and thought that was it. But later that night, cops showed back up at her house and arrested her. They cuffed her in front of her three kids. What say you on the kid at 11 walking into town? How do you feel?
First of all, why is it better to walk into town than go out unattended in the woods? I think you're in much danger in the woods.
Because when I was a kid, we went out of our house and played all day until 6 o'clock. And our parents didn't know where the F we were.
Exactly.
And I think if you're walking into town, I know that I walked into my town multiple times when I was a kid, downtown Glastonbury, Connecticut. I know I did that. So you don't think that's appropriate now?
I think it's okay. I do.
Okay, you think it's okay.
Yeah, I do, right, but so I'm just thinking why she would be concerned not about the woods. I don't want my kid running around in the woods. That's
well,
where you
hold
get
on.
Lost.
Now you're confused. You're saying two things at the same time.
No, not at all. I think you're safe walking on a sidewalk into a city as opposed to going into the woods where you're going to break your knee and get stuck there and you're going to die. And
no, I disagree. I disagree.
The difference is in the woods, you can hurt yourself. In the city, someone else can hurt you.
If you pay them enough.
There's no cars to hit you.
I totally don't understand. Don't walk into downtown Fremont Street. I would let a 40-year-old out alone on Fremont Street.
Mike, you know what's great about Fremont Street is they've got those showgirls with all the feathers.
Yes, those feathers, brother. I saw one of them showgirls. She was 87 years old, brother. Yeah. Finally, today, a pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland.
Hot!
In The Wizard of Oz is on the auction block nearly two decades after a thief stole the iconic shoes, convinced they were adorned with real jewels.
Sure.
Online bidding has started and will continue through December 7th. Heritage Auctions in Dallas. They announced that the auction company received the sequin and beaded bedazzled slippers from Michael Shaw. The memorabilia collector who originally owned the footwear at the heart of the beloved 1939 musical. That summer, someone smashed through a display case, stole the slippers. And by the way, who's that? Tom Poston. Yeah.
Yes.
Where are my slippers?
That's not Tom Poston.
Oh, no, that's, I'm sorry, who's the guy from
Jack
My
Weston?
Mercedes? Jack Weston.
Yeah.
My Mercedes. I'm getting old. What can
that's
I
all
say?
Right.
Now the museum is among those vying for the slippers, which were one of several pairs Garland wore during the filming. Only four remain. And the initial leading bidder, Pauly Christine from Staten Island or Brooklyn or both. There you are, ladies and gentlemen.
We will take a break with his ruby spatula.
We will take a little break, ladies and gentlemen, and we will come back with a story of a creature that has moved into the scary zone.
Oh.
Yes, the scary zone. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to unplug this because that's what I do, and I'm going to see how this works. Oh, I am really, really excited.
Why are you excited, Mike?
Because it actually... I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. Oh, there it is. No, this is just a defective.
Is it, you got a bad one?
I think I got a bad one. I really
is
do.
It the mouse or is it your computer?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger suite?
I'm just trying to get things done. I'm really trying. I apologize. This is, it's moving.
I will say this, Josh. My son was so excited to find out that we had Momentous as a sponsor. He said, they're really sending you that stuff? I said, absolutely. And I actually sent him a picture of the magnesium threonate right here. And he said, oh, my God, you have everything. I said, yeah. He said, well, that stuff is the best stuff that's out there. Momentous, their supplements, their powders, everything. They focus on sort of a triangle of health that will give you a better mental stability. You'll just feel better. You'll build muscle. Your brain will benefit from it. And you got to use it. It's called Momentous. They even have a powder that's just for sleep. And if you have trouble sleeping, this is a great organic way to get yourself into the groove of being a sleepy guy. It'll help you get the most out of your bedtime. Mike, how you doing over there?
Rob, I know you hate doing spots. I know you do. I know you do.
It's fine. It's fine. Josh, do you know offhand what the website is?
Hey, listen, Momentous is cool.
Oh,
in reality, everyone can benefit from extra support to reach their personal best, and Momentous is the solution. That's why I turn to it. Momentous 3 protein, creatine 3, Momentous 3 protein. With a big line. Momentous 3, protein, creatine, and omega-3s, backed by expert research. By the way, get this right out to them. These nutrients form the foundation of long-term health, supporting every cellular function of the brain and body. The Momentous formulas, designed with human performance experts, are NSF and Informed Sports certified for use by professional and collegiate athletes, committed to quality over cost. Momentous has set the gold standard for health and performance. So, if you're interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements, ladies and gentlemen? Just go to livemomentous.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with the code TMOS. And we want to thank Momentous for being a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, sorry about that. Sometimes technical things when you've been away for a while just don't seem to pull it
together. Did you leave
the
Momentous copy in Las Vegas?
No, I just am having some technical issues.
I understand. I was trying to get you out there.
It's been a weird day, technically, on the show today. That's usually reserved for Thursday. I wanted to tell you that one of the first things I do, and I no longer call it ours, it's my snake. Jake is my snake.
Look out.
He lives in the garage.
Yes.
He is fed. He is cleaned. His enclosure is tended to by yours truly.
How often do you have to feed him merchandise?
Technically, I read somewhere a long time ago that I could probably easily feed him once a month, but I try to do it at least every 2 weeks to feed him.
Twice a day.
To feed him, yes, he's a fat snake. He's gotten bigger. Maybe tomorrow I will bring him in on the show and let you see how he's grown up a little bit. And I am also here to say that for the first time, mm-hmm. when I had my hand up against the glass,
yeah.
he tried to bite me. And I'm really glad my hand was not in the enclosure.
Are they a biting breed? I thought
they
was
bite
more of a...
to secure their prey to constrict. So yes, launch on, and then they unhinge those jaws and suck down the griblies.
I know,
and
you
do
made
it that
me watch
way.
It. You made me watch it.
So your hand looked like a rat.
I kind of didn't move.
Tail.
But I think my hands always have looked like rats. But I really care about that creature. I feel personally responsible. Yeah.
I need you to entertain a couple questions for those of the snake uninitiated. First off, do you think there's any chance he recognizes you from any other person or any other moving creature? Are they smart enough to have any sort of recognition?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe there's a chance at all. I don't think
now he does. He does pee and he does poop. Is the amount of poop like at all contingent on the size of the rat? Like, is there? What's it like? Is it like the when you clean his cage? Is it chunks? Is it pellets? What is it?
It's solid, like you would see a human. No, it's solid.
Not the size of a baby.
No, it would look like a small dog. Like a small little puppy.
Oh, you're kidding.
It would be
kidding.
Like a puppy. Yeah, he'll pass a real turd. And then, because he eats things live, you'll see white little flecks that come out too, which is, this is gross, but I'm sorry. It's the circle of life. Those are bones. Those are digested bones that come out with him.
Yeah. Any feathers?
No, brother. There aren't no feathers. There ain't no feathers at all, Rob. That's just the way it looks. So
I jumped a little bit, and
was
I got
he fast
the full
when he went the thing
the full mouth coming open and like a bam a pop thing. He wasn't he did and Josh is right. He thought it was a rat, but it still freaked me out a little bit. And these
sure.
things can get very very large. And I guess the reason I brought this up
it's a
ball python. The reason I bring this up is because I kind of understand that why we have this invasive species of Burmese python down here in Florida, because if you have a reptile and you keep a reptile, you're okay with them as pets, and pets are creatures that you are fond of in some
sure.
way or another, and it makes sense that if these creatures became too much to handle, you certainly wouldn't want to euthanize them, although that might be the right thing to do. So what do you do instead? Well, it's a snake. It's Florida. You're on your own. See, you wouldn't want to be it, and you kind of let the thing out there. And that's mm-hmm. why a lot of these invasive species have populated the state. You know,
think Jake could survive if you were to just let him go in your neighborhood? And as long as he didn't get in the road or anything, get hit by a car.
Yeah,
could
I think
live
he could
in the
survive.
Wild?
I yeah. think 100% he could survive. I really do. I think
because he's
that
never
they
had
are...
to hunt, Mike. He's never had to hunt. You've always
I
just
don't
brought
think
him
it's
rat.
Like other creatures, and I think that's why we have the explosion. I think it's easy for these snakes to find food. I think it's easy. There are lots of lizards around here. There are lots of field mice. There are rats. There are everything on the ground. There are birds, and I think that's
simple
really
field
what...
mice, Mike.
So a simple field mouse.
With little
Josh,
straw hats.
Do you have any invasive species up in your part of Florida?
Yeah, we've got the snakes and the little lizards and stuff.
Up that far up there have that?
And panthers.
Any iguanas?
No iguanas. Mm. No, we've got to drive south for that.
We have, because of
and
the...
Of course, alligators. We have a lot of
gators.
Alligators.
Oh,
yeah.
Because gators of all the building in Loudoun County up here, we are we've littered with deer. Deer are all over the place because they've got
diseased, tick-laden, nasty deer.
Yeah. Hateful deer. And also, I think it was a couple weeks ago, we spotted a giraffe, which was odd. But, you know, other than that.
Well, that was an escape.
You see the story of the 40 monkeys in South Carolina?
They've recovered most of them, Josh.
Monkeys. Yes. They freak me out, too, believe it or not. I can handle snakes. Those monkeys, where they snatch things from people or grab crotches or do what
that's
monkeys do.
That's why you got rid of yours.
Well, you know, Scatter, my monkey that I used to travel with.
Scatter O'Mara.
I think about monkeys all the time. I never knew 150 years ago when I was doing a TV commercial with a chimpanzee, I never knew that that chimpanzee could have easily ripped off my genitals and my face at the same time. I had no idea. And I always tell this story that we're doing some promotion for $10,000 on WAVA. Yes. And the chimp had its little chimp finger on my throat because it had its arm around me. Okay. And my line was $10,000. And when that happened, the little finger on the chimp would tighten. Like, it would obviously make him a little uptight. And then by the end of the day, I had a little welt on my throat. That chimp could have ripped me in two.
Absolutely.
Could have ripped me apart.
Baby chimps are okay, but they get old and they get strong and they get really in a bad. We actually have some raw tape of when Mike was doing that commercial shoot. This was like 1987, wasn't it? I think it wasn't that long ago.
I don't know. Let's take a look.
Okay, here we go.
Stanford 911, where's your emergency?
Oh, this is Sandy Hill, 221 Rock, Crimson Road.
What's the problem?
Send the police.
Oh, dear. All right, that's not funny, Rob.
It's not.
That's a real call. That's Charlotte Nash. Is that Charlotte Nash getting her?
Mike,
that's not Charlotte Nash on the phone.
No, Mike,
didn't she have a face transplant after
she
that?
She did, and Mike, she's very brave.
I think she's passed.
No.
I think Charlotte Nash, C-H-A-R-L-A-N-A-S-H.
And I'm proud of you for remembering the name, Mike. That's excellent work.
I think Charlotte Nash was the recipient after her face was really destroyed by a chimpanzee. She had a face replacement, like a transplant.
Do you know who donated the face? Was Nicole Kidman.
Okay, stop.
Oh, I didn't know this, Mike.
What?
That the chimp was named Travis.
Travis the chimp. And is she dead, Charlotte
Nash? I'm looking right now. Apparently, she's alive.
Really?
She lives in
I thought she died.
No, no, she's alive, and she lives on a small in a small apartment.
All right. Okay. Just checking. We have to take a break.
Must we?
Yes, we must.
Mike,
we must.
His name is Travis, and he's 32 years old.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to talk about the habits of parenting. I know that of late I've experienced some parenting that I probably don't track with necessarily. This might fall into that category as well. But I also might understand it more than you know. We'll come back in just a second, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Hey, the ritual of laundry day. It's so much better now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
This podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is powered by Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce created the world's best-smelling laundry detergent in simple-to-use, high-performance pods. Laundry Sauce has transformed doing laundry into a luxurious and exciting experience. So what's the secret sauce behind Laundry Sauce? Well, they partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, and that's the same team behind one of our favorite designer scents. From Australian sandalwood to Egyptian rose, Siberian pine, Laundry Sauce is wonderful. It's like being transported to a land of bliss. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your Laundry Sauce for a full refund. No questions asked. I'm glad they advertise on our podcast. Mm-hmm. Get us with their podcast. Now's the time to elevate your laundry ritual with Laundry Sauce. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you're going to find, ladies and gentlemen. That's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, and we thank you. All right, let me just... Oh, my God, I'm having a day.
I am having a day.
This goddamn piece of junk.
Your mouse.
I am really trying desperately.
Do you
Stop.
Think your mouse is uncharged? Don't No, don't bust it. Is it uncharged, do you think?
I've charged it. It's still not working. Mm. That's my problem.
Have you turned it off and turned it back on again?
More parents are partying with their kids. Isn't
yes.
that true? You read an article about
yeah,
that recently?
Yeah, this is actually from the New York Times. It says, it's 8 a.m., so why is dad doing jello shots? And it's people that go to visit their kids at college, and they party with them like they're college kids. Now, I've seen this. I went to one, and Josh, this preceded your era, so I'll just give you a thumbnail of it. Carrie and I went to a West Virginia game that required, you know, tailgating all morning because I think it was like a noon game, so we got there at 9. Robert was trying to get in good with his fraternity at this point. So he would go to every game dressed as Waldo from the Where's Waldo books. And so people kind of knew Robert on campus, but the fraternity house blocked off several parking spaces, and there's just crazy drinking going on. Now, I kept it under control. Carrie eventually got kicked out of the football game for spilling nacho cheese.
Yeah, but
on
you said you regretted that, right?
I do.
That was just not a cool thing for you to be doing.
Right.
And I see on the, because I have a daughter in college now as well, I see on the parents' Facebook group, parents constantly talking about going to these football games.
Yeah.
And hanging out with the kids. And
apparently, according to recent surveys, kids are okay with it. Now, I never felt
With the parents partying, I don't think it has anything to do with the kids. I think it has everything to do with the parents, you know? I don't think it's a cool thing to do in many cases. I remember when I was a younger parent, and then the average age, much younger than me, of people that have college-age kids, and I get it, because I remember when my daughters were that age, and I was even a slightly older dad than the average. If you're in your 40s, and you got a college-age kid, I can understand where you want to relive that environment to a certain degree.
But don't you feel like you're sort of stepping on your kid's toes when you show up?
I feel like you're sending a weird message, like be a child forever. And I, you know how I feel about society. Yeah. I think we're a nation of toddlers anyway.
Sure.
And it frustrates me. You know, I think there's, you know, if you want to talk about one thing I agree on, I think we are kind of a coddled society. And I think that when you party with your kids, like when I was a kid, the last thing in the world I would ever do was have my, my parents would never come into like a fraternity party or be drinking, me at a party. I mean, now later on when you get to be a grown up and you're coming home and you have a little vino, but I still, even into my, well into adulthood, with my parents, it was never, a chance to just really tune up when my mom and dad were around.
Mary O'Mara was good at flip cup?
Hey, Bob, let's play a little beer pong. Come on, baby.
But that's what they're talking about. And, I went to one football game, didn't get to see the football game, but I liked observing the tailgate ritual. I thought it was fascinating to see the size of it. They were a national game that day, so there was TV coverage. It was an exciting thing to be a part of. But even though I was drinking then, I didn't drink to excess, and I don't think I need to see it again. I've seen it once, and I had fun. Make no mistake, I had fun with Robert this weekend in Las Vegas, and he was...
Yeah, but he's kind of a... It's a different world now.
Yeah, he was shooting a pretty good stick with the bottle this weekend, but I don't know
Can I ask you about that seriously?
Yeah.
When you see that...
Yeah.
How do you react? You come from a totally different perspective now with that.
I'm okay with it because you know what? I was drinking like that when I was in college, and it was years and years and years before it was a problem. He's not an everyday drinker. He binge drinks like everybody does in college. I wish that, from a safety...
Do you talk to him about it is my question.
Yeah, I did. I said, I said, you exhibit a lot of tendencies that I do. Just please be careful. And he says, yeah. And I think he will. Julia doesn't touch the stuff, not because of me. She just doesn't like to drink. So we'll see. But Robert, he's having a good time. I didn't see anything from him this weekend that smacked of anything, but I'm having a great time. And it was so much fun for me to watch him have a great time.
He was so sweet to me. It was a little booze-filled. But, if it's booze-filled and he's all happy and joyous and he's got that Spiewak joy chip, that really is fun. And then your daughter was having the same kind of time. I just don't think that, I don't know. I think that the idea of the separation between moms and dads and having some hooch, I don't know.
Well, I told Robert, I said, when he went to college, I said, you know what? You're going to learn some stuff in college, but one of the main things you're going to learn is how to deal with people. And it's sort of like a soft opening for real life when you go to college. And I don't think he needs me doing jello shots with him to try and, make it out in the real world. In a situation like that, I want to give him some distance and let him have his thing. So, I would be okay with it. Granted, he was underage when he was doing it. I didn't like that so much, but that's sort of the culture up there. You got to do it. You know, he gets his Borg, and he goes out to the game.
Well, do you think the parents continuing to do that kind of just encourages that you don't have to turn this off after college?
Yeah, I do. If you continue to with your kid, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just like there's no time you have to stop. I think that there's a certain mindset in college to party, 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 party. And that doesn't really work in the real world. And he needs to get it out of his system. And I don't know that I need to condone it for him to, you know, to keep doing it. He's going to do it without me. It was just, I don't think I would feel comfortable.
Do you
in
think
a party
the parents
situation.
That even parents that drink in front of their kids? Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes when we're having when we're out, we're having margaritas with a big family gathering and there's my kid there. Do you think that that can be a problem? How do you look at it, Josh? I was curious about how you feel.
Because you're not a heavy drinker, but you will have an occasional drink.
I don't drink that often.
Kelly is plowed all the time, though.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, as we saw in Las Vegas.
With her hot, boozy breath.
Oh, my God. It was just, she made quite a spectacle of herself just wandering around. And I'm just kidding.
She made $180 on Fremont Street.
I wish it would have balanced out some of that casino.
I know. I'm kidding, Josh, of course.
God.
We both of us don't drink a whole lot, and I don't think ever in front of the kids, and I don't think it's because we think about it in front of the kids. It's just so rare.
Yeah, if you're trying to be your kid's buddy, that's a slippery slope. In my humble opinion.
Absolutely,
I don't think
it's okay to hang with them and be. I remember when I was little and my parents would drink. I remember it, and I was talking to my dad about it once when I was little, like maybe 5 or 6, and he says, "Oh, I might have a few beers, but son, I've never been drunk." And I believed that for years and years and years. And when, in fact, of course, he'd been drunk thousands of times. So I it was not anything.
I know that you don't show it when you're right. getting hooched out.
Yeah.
But did your dad show it a little bit? Or
I don't ever remember him appearing drunk, but I know he had been.
My mom, almost never. If I don't, my dad had a way. And if you want to know, I've said this before, that Joel Rogers videotape of me in Spokane, Washington, that's like that kind of slow moving, I'm plodding along like that. And I remember it made me uncomfortable. Look, I think if you alter yourself in any way, that does not make a kid comfortable. And, and it also, when they get to be a certain age, if you're hanging out and partying with them, I think that's kind of a slippery slope as well. That's the way I would look at it.
Yeah, I would say college would be the worst time to be that guy.
Yeah. But heroin, all bets are off. Heroin, all bets are off. Knock yourself out.
You get the best heroin in Morgantown, Mike. They make it in the lab up there.
Oh, man. I love Chasing the Dragon in Morgantown, West Virginia. It's really, really exciting.
Chase the Dragon. I know it's between the toes, right?
Yeah, between the toes. Because all the other places, I'm like a pincushion. We'll be right back with some beautiful video, ladies and gentlemen. Tis the season for parties, no? Yes, no.
No, yes.
You can become the most interesting person at the party. Bring a unique bottle from an independent winemaker. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that connects you to top independent winemakers worldwide, delivering premium wines at a fraction of retail prices. Use our code to get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes in the joy of connecting over a great bottle, and with the flexibility to pause or cancel any time, it's easy to make every gathering memorable. Celebrate the little things in life. You deserve it. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and the password. You'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles, $39.99. Buddy, have a drink with your kids. Knock yourself.
Like
just
that.
Go
Some
right into
beautiful
the
beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Yes, of course. Mike, today is November 13th. What does that mean to you?
It's Busker Day.
It is not Busker Day. It actually is Felix Unger Day.
Oh, that's funny.
On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from
Tony Randall.
Wife.
Great.
Deep down, he knew she was right.
But by the way, can you spot this announcer, Mike? The guy that's doing the read?
He also knew that someday he would
Gary
return
Owens.
To her.
You're very close. His name is Danny Dark, and he was one of the narrators, other than Ted Knight, who did Super Friends. Who was like, meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice. So he was, anyway, that's who did that. But I like to think of today being the anniversary that Tony Randall got kicked out by his wife. And the reason they shot that opening, Mike, is so they wouldn't appear gay when they were living together.
That's true.
It is.
That is so funny. They were so, back in homophobic Hollywood, ladies and
exactly.
gentlemen.
Now, what, Mike, do you look at a lot of reality shows? We watch a lot of reality shows in my house, not by my choosing, but.
Yeah, enough to, would you consider Alone to be a reality
sure.
show?
Yeah.
So in that case, yeah, I would say yes, probably.
So what if you're watching a reality show and you realize that it was shot in your apartment?
Why am I watching a TV show and realizing the people in the TV show live in my apartment unit? Okay, this is the apartment. Do we see that electric box and that sticker? What? I mean, that's their bathroom? That's my bathroom. Okay, that's their kitchen? Girl. I'm sorry. Don't tell me we don't live in the Truman Show. I mean,
she actually did some research and the previous tenants were regulars on a reality show.
That's cool.
But now she can't find them. So she wants to find them and talk to them. But there's an entire season of this reality show.
That's cool. I like
shot
that.
In her
That's
apartment.
Neat. And then probably if you're, you know, sleepwalking through life, you wouldn't pick up on that. But that's neat. I love that.
I think that's cool. Now, let's close with this, Mike. I know you love science, right?
Science.
Mm-hmm. And you also love Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh,
you remember the Tickle Me Elmo. Right. So what this guy did is he got a voltometer, which can vary the amount of electricity.
That was my DJ name when I worked at a station in Middletown, Connecticut.
Really?
Voltometer.
So the voltometer can alter the amount of actual electric juice that gets into Elmo. So they took out the batteries and put in the alligator clips. And you can alter the speed and sort of appearance of Elmo by upping and lowering the electricity. So this is at 10 volts. Now we go up to 12.
That's scary.
It gets better. Here's 15.
Ah! Oh, yeah. They going more?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That is awesome.
It's like Elmo on an electric chair.
Yeah,
it is. Execution of Elmo.
And what's good about that is after that he went and he partied with little Elmo at a football game. So.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
What a good product. This one gave me a little nuts today.
Hey. Oh, no.
Hope it didn't cause too many problems. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. Might bring in a little visit, a little show and tell with my snake. What else are you doing? Come on and enjoy
us.
We'd love to have you there.
See the slithery guy?
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ding dong merrily on high, Papa John's does Christmas pizza. Only £12 for a large, yes, Christmas on a pizza.
Start a new tradition with our All the Trimmings pizza featuring pulled turkey, sage onions, sprouts and roast potato tots. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Get a large pizza from the menu for only £12. You know ho ho, it makes sense. Offer ends 22nd of December 2024. Original large pizzas only, excludes additional toppings. Minimum spend for delivery, terms apply.